Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast coming at you right now. Postcast of a different postcast. Eddie Greer, the third Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports right here. Not here necessarily, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, folks. And this is the postcast of Bill Snyder 5K that I did. last weekend out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Again, you've been following along with this baseball journey for K-State. Now, this is going to come out later on tonight. I'm recording this just as I'm about to get some lunch on this Sunday, May 2nd. Oh, my goodness. Did I say May? I did. Oh, goodness. Oh, Lordy. June 2nd. Yeah. June 2nd, 2024. You've been with us following the postseason of K-State baseball. Well, you come to the right podcast here, so make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We do cover all things K-State football. We'll be diving on into that soon as baseball and track and field get done with their postseason there as well. So we'll be really getting in the weeds of that as well. Basketball, men's and women's basketball, all kind of stuff right there as well. So make sure you get your first time listening to the podcast. Like, subscribe, do what you do, K-State Nation, especially if you're a K-State fan living out here in KC metro area. So there's that. So postcast, Bill Snyder 5K, your guy, finishing in the third spot last weekend up in Manhattan. If I would have did that right away, and now, again, I got to be straight up honest here on the pod. I was a little disappointed with that, but the top three, including yours truly included, right, 9 seconds in between, right? If I would have not so got caught up worried about the little kids in front of me at the start line trying to out-sprint them, it would have been a different ball game. It would have been a different ball game for sure. But things happen and it's easy to plan stuff, but when you get right there in the moment, it's hard. It's hard to hold back. Now, the KC Metro Mile. Oh, by the way, this episode brought to you by the KC Metro Mile this Thursday, going down Rockhurst High School, KC, Missouri. Cannot wait. Preview of that. I might squeeze it in on this podcast. There will be a preview of that on my other podcast, the 3Y podcast with EG3. Shameless plugging, but hey, gotta get it in while you can. But really excited about that on Thursday night in prime time under the lights at Rockhurst High School. But yeah, 9 seconds now. If I would have held back some in the tank in the first mile, oh yeah, I for sure confidently. Sitting here confidently here a week later, yeah, I would have gotten them both. Now, my guy, I would shout him out on his podcast, Shane, he finished, third last night? He had a primetime 5K in there. Now, he's on a bad wheel right now, and somehow still, now, that course, according to his Strava, was cut a tad short. Maybe slightly short, but he got beat by a pair of high schoolers. I got beat by a pair of high schoolers, but I'm confidently sitting here on lunchtime saying I would have gotten them guys because I was messing around with second place and he was trying to talk and all this other stuff. No, I don't have a nap, so I was trying to get away from him, but I just couldn't, and I probably used my energy a little bit too much trying to out sprint. Try to go with the guy that won the race. And I believe I raced against him last year and beat him. So this was the 10th anniversary of this race. I wanted it, but it was apparent halfway that, yeah, I was saying, look, I threw in the towel. Now, I was still going. I was still going hard. But in the back of my mind, it's like, I threw in the towel. And that's bad sign there. That's a bad sign right there when you're already throwing the towel there. You can't. Now, obviously, the mile's different than the 5K. You better be mentally be ready. And for some reason, I'm already there. I'm already mentally ready, prepared. I'm ready to get this thing rocking and rolling. So we'll talk more about that again for sure on both podcasts there. But mentally, when you're like that, it's game over. You're not going to get there, especially when you get passed by a second. Now, again, I wish I had that mentality that I brought when I fell behind at the Pacing Melanoma 5K at Cobra Woods here in town 7 weeks ago, where I fell behind. I fell behind big time. Now, again, it's not the one. I think the mile, I'll be straight. I'm going to be good in the mile. This is not, but in that race, I fell behind a little bit. I fell behind not one, but 3-4 spots back. But then I said, look, just stay with the guys. Don't let them get away. And then I had that kick. So I know I got it. So if all I got to say is, look, if obviously I know I'm crisscrossing the two because I'm already focused on the mile this week. This coming up, but now officially, now that I got through my long run, now I can really dial in to focus in on this. But you know, if you have that mindset, like, okay, don't let them get away, just stay with the person ahead of you, then once you got that, track kicking you still. So it's like that. So I'm like, hey, overall, I mean, the half marathon was bad. Ooh, I had a lot of people tell me after the fact that the half marathon course, I mean, shout out to Manhattan Running Company for doing what you did, for putting on the show, and for letting us continue to finish out on Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Unlike last year, where we finished on a new practice facility, which is still good too, but it wasn't the same. But I mean, they could have did this a little bit better. Well, at least the half marathon. Now, I can't say the half marathon, because even the 5K course, there's too many lefts and rights in the parking lot. Like, seriously? Seriously? I didn't like that part of the course at all. There was just, like, it could have been drawn a lot better. You could have taken it to at least the neighborhoody part a little bit out there. You mean, you have all the space. I mean, yes, construction, I get that. But at the same time, too, you know, they could have just drawn out maybe to the neighborhood part a little bit, maybe just taking us out. Maybe the other way, maybe to mix it up, go the other opposite way for a little bit, then bring it back in. Or it's just something like that. Or go on the campus somewhere, not around the parking lot. I mean, that's the frustrating part. I mean, you got all these resources, and yeah, it's me, and I've ran this, whether it's the 5K course or the half marathon. I love the, I'm about tradition. I love the Outback. You take us out, bus us out to I-70. Now, again, KDOT was the reason this year that it wasn't out there, but next year, hopefully, again, whether I come back for vengeance in the 5K or not, we'll just have to see. I mean, we're in June right now, so it's hard to tell right now. I'm focusing on other stuff right now, but hopefully next year, when all that's all straightened out, they can take us back out to their traditional course and bring us back in, because I love the course. I love the quote-unquote original course out there. But and then for the 5K stuff there, I think for the 5K course, and particularly now that I've run this 2 years in a row, I think they need to change it up a little bit. Don't run around in the parking lot. I'm not trying to act like a complaint on here, but I gotta be real as well. And you gotta do something different, because you have the campus too. Obviously, you have K-State campus. What's this run out there a little bit? They got some challenging hills out right in the middle of campus. Take us out there a little bit. You know what I mean? And it brings us back to the stadium. I mean, there's better resources. I wouldn't say resources is the right word. There's better places to go for the 5K instead of just running around the parking lot of the stadium. It just doesn't seem right. Now, it might be me seeing him being salty about a third place base finish. Now, again, I finished 1 second behind second. So, yeah, if I would have saved a little bit in that first mile, yeah, I would have gotten them both. But again, it's my fault. Hey, I finished third. I got to own up to it. So, hey, it is what it is now. And I got major motivation going into this mile race here. Hey, you know, got a mile. You don't have to worry about pacing. Go out, And I do have a plan in place. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Not going to say it. Because some of my competitors, they might be on here trying to get a little deep dive in there. But yeah, EG3 finished third. And then trying to go for the repeat. Obviously failed at that. Another failed attempt at a repeat. But at least for this time, for the mile, I don't have to worry about a repeat. I can go out and try to upset. Like K-State baseball did last night. If you missed out on the postcast earlier, K-State. Now again, this will come out this evening, probably more than likely after K-State's regional final, depending on the result. Now obviously we'll have the result either way on tomorrow's podcast. There's Wesel. K-State a win away. K-State baseball, and specifically a win away from the Super Regional, which will be next weekend. So it's crazy. It's crazy right now. And obviously this upcoming week, you have K-State track and field championships. Hannah Stewart, you're right, Big and Skate, 4x4, and several others participating in that as well. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to, I am anxious to see what's going to happen with this mile coming. This will be my second time for the KC Metro Mile. So, and the seedings aren't out yet as I'm recording this. So I'm hoping tomorrow it'll come out. So that way I can record the 3Y pod tomorrow night, which is pretty much what it's looking like right now. I want to get this recorded and get that out of the way because Thursday's going to come quick for sure. But yeah, I'm over when it comes to trying to repeat. So that's a good thing that I'm not repeating, Casey. But I can go out here and try to upset the field, which is we want to make some noise. So last year we were happy to be there. We had a goal in mind and we knocked down the goal big time with that. And this time around, want to do something different, but at the same time, want to make even more noise. So that's the trend we're trying to go with. And with the workouts the last several weeks and all that other stuff, even with the 5K, you know, trying to go out hard, it worked. I mean, we were there. It's just, you got to run two more miles. And so the rest of the race, I spend the majority of the time trying to fend off second. And when you're doing that, that takes a lot of energy to do that. And towards the end there, I had a kick there, but I was too late. I wasn't too close, like it was with the Pace and Melanoma race. When I just don't let those guys get away. Do not let those guys get away. I just told myself in the back of my mind at that time, at that race, the Pace and Melanoma 5K, where I dropped back several spots after losing touch with second for a little bit. I said, look, this is all they're getting. If you can keep it right there and kick it in gear, you got these guys. And fair enough, I got them. This stupid chip time, I ain't going to talk about that because that's a whole nother rabbit hole to discuss. But I got all the way to second, and I saw the leader all the way. He wasn't that far. And the leader here for the Bill Center 5K, he wasn't that far either. I think went out too fast trying to get around kids up front. It cost me at the end, so I got to own up to it. They beat me. Hey, it is what it is. No repeat. It is what it is. And so hopefully, you know, we save the best for Thursday night. So we'll see. But yeah, EG3, Eddie Greer the third, finished third at Billstein 5K, the return of Manhattan. Yes, I'll be back, obviously. But hey, it is what it is. And we've obviously turned the page to a huge primetime showdown under the lights on Thursday night. It's gonna be all timer for sure. So looking forward to that as well. So a lot more coming with the preview of the KC Metro Mile coming up on this podcast, on both podcasts this week as well. Kansas State track and field, men's and women's, with the NCAA championships. K-State baseball on a heater right now. So we're gonna know when this comes out if K-State advanced or not. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, you got to play that extra game because playing at 6 tonight. So so I would assume, I would assume if K-State doesn't win tonight, they'll play tomorrow night. It's double elimination for sure. So, but if K-State beats whoever they're playing tonight, whether that's Seymour or Arkansas, they would advance. So, but if they don't win, then the winner go home situation will arise tomorrow. So it's so big events today or this week coming up across the board as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and yeah, wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. We've recorded some great content over the past couple weeks, including tracking this run. And we're probably the only K-State podcast that's tracking this run right now for K-State baseball. All things K-State. That's what stands out. A couple alumnus, K-State alumni, Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. We haven't heard Alex in a while. I'm going to try to get him on a pod Monday or two, probably on Tuesday, more than likely. We'll see. So we'll see we'll see, you know, but anyways, we've been carrying the ship about this baseball run. So definitely, if you're your first time listening to the show, appreciate you for stopping by again. KC Metro Mile on Thursday, a lot more preview coming up later on this week. Probably a preview be out at some point. Definitely before Thursday, that's for sure, because we ain't gonna have time for that. But there'll be a postcast of the result from that on both podcasts as well. And can K-State baseball do it again? You'll know by the time this episode comes out. But anyways, we have crossed the checkered flag again on this edition of Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pro Project Podcast continues. Up until then, go Cats!